This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
One in three workers have very little set aside for retirement. I'm David Brancaccio. More than 60% of people over 50 are worried they won't have enough money to live on in retirement. This is from the latest Financial Security Trends Survey from AARP. A third of people who are still working have saved less than $10,000 for retirement, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
As people get closer to retirement, they often start to worry about it more. David John at AARP says that's partly because it's becoming more real to them.
And people really aren't sure how much they're going to need or how to deal with that.
He says recent inflation has also heightened a lot of people's concerns about retirement.
They're especially worried about health care, unexpected expenses, and a key one is prices rising faster than their income.
Less than half of people have saved enough to maintain their standard of living in retirement, according to Alicia Minnell at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. She says that's one reason so many people are concerned. In addition to that,
it's in the public domain that Social Security is not going to be able to pay full benefits beginning in 2034. And that has to be alarming to people.
About 40% of people get half or more of their retirement income from Social Security. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Retired workers got $1,900 a month from Social Security last year. And remember, that's taxable. That was an average. The Australian airline Qantas will pay a $79 million fine for selling people thousands of tickets to flights that it had already canceled. Here's the BBC's Phil Mercer.
Qantas will pay a fine in compensation to passengers for allegedly selling seats on so-called phantom flights. Australia's competition regulator had sued the national carrier for what it called egregious and unacceptable conduct. It claimed the airline had taken bookings for services that no longer existed. The ghost flight scandal affected about 86,000 travellers. Qantas's chief executive, Vanessa Hudson, said customers had been let down and that the company had fallen short of its own standards.
Phil Mercer's in Sydney. Investor of legend Warren Buffett calls his company's annual shareholder meeting Woodstock for capitalists, but it was a reflective gathering over the weekend given the death at age 99 last year of Buffett's longtime business partner, Charlie Munger. This year's meeting had a special emphasis on the issue of succession. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Berkshire Hathaway is essentially two companies, a conglomerate that owns various businesses from See's Candies to Geico Insurance. It's also a massive investment fund. And for the first time, Warren Buffett, over the weekend, said he expects his chosen successor to lead both of those businesses. That person is Greg Abel, who's the longtime head of Berkshire's utility business. He sat next to Buffett for the annual question-and-answer session with shareholders, occupying the seat previously held by Charlie Munger, who, together with Buffett, built Berkshire Hathaway into an investment powerhouse. Munger died in November at the age of 99. For his part, Abel told shareholders that he would maintain the investment principles set by Buffett and Munger. And what are those principles? Buffett put it this way, investing in something with little risk that makes a lot of money. Sounds simple enough, and yet the company is sitting on a cash pile of $189 billion. Buffett said right now he's not seeing a lot of opportunities for new investments. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The Biden administration is expanding healthcare access for people covered by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The Department of Health and Human Services has finalized rules allowing DACA recipients to enroll in health plans through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. Here's our Kimberly Adams in Washington.
Growing up in Texas, Josue Rodriguez says health insurance was always something of a luxury.
It was sort of like a joke that if you are not full-on dying, then we would have a home remedy to take care of your health.
Rodriguez came to the States with his family from Mexico when he was 8 years old. His DACA status allows him to live and work here, and he currently has insurance through his job. But
I've always been paying attention to the health insurance component of the jobs that I've been seeking, because I know that private insurance is so expensive and DACA recipients were not able to access the marketplace.
But now, starting November 1st with open enrollment, they can. There are about 600,000 DACA recipients living in the U.S. right now, says Stephen Yale Layer, a professor of immigration law practice at Cornell.
And the new rule estimates that about 100,000 of them are currently uninsured and can qualify for this kind of health insurance through the Affordable Care Act because of the relatively low incomes they are earning.
The move is being celebrated by groups like Young Invincibles, a youth advocacy organization that was among those pushing the Biden administration to make the change. Katie Canales-Garay is an outreach coordinator with the group and a DACA recipient herself. While she's happy about the expansion,
Medicaid and CHIP were left out, so we would only be able to apply for health insurance through the marketplace.
CHIP is the Children's Health Insurance Program. The Biden administration is still evaluating whether to expand access to that and Medicaid for DACA recipients.
It's a step I wish we'd have a little more help, but, you know, something is better than nothing.
Canales-Garay says having the ability to fall back on the ACA exchange means DACA recipients won't be trapped in bad jobs for fear of losing access to health insurance, which, she says, can improve someone's mental health as well. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And Boeing says it's got the software, valve, and parachute problems of recent years worked out, and this evening plans to launch its first Starliner spaceship with the crew aboard. Test pilots Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore are set for a week-long test mission to the International Space Station and back. The Starliner's the nose section, designed to be reusable 10 times. The big stages pushing the thing are the time-tested Atlas V and Centaur rockets. Launch time 10:34 Eastern tonight from Florida. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.